So as we begin today with the study in the book of Judges, chapter 13, of Samson, we begin to see the evolution of the irritation and the and the oppression that the Philistine people brought upon the Israelites, and it accounts for a fairly lengthy chunk of time that goes right through into the book of 2 Samuel and 2 Kings, and of course Chronicles, and they became really quite an issue. And I just want to share with you just a brief overview of these Philistines. They were not actually present in any great amount, in any great number, in the land of Canaan when Joshua led the children of Israel into Canaan. They were scattered around there. There was a few of them there, and they had been there for a very long time. In fact, if you go back to Genesis 16, you'll find a fellow by the name of Abimelech, and Abraham made a treaty with this character. And they lived, in harmony without hassling one another in the area of Beersheba. So there was no real hassle at that point in time. But around the year 1200, some interesting things happened in human history around the year 1200 BC. And that was really the beginning of the Iron Age, and Philistines actually learnt the art of smelting iron from the Hittites, and they began to smelt iron into very superior forms of weaponry that they were able to use against, and they became very aggressive people. In and around that time, 1200 or so, they invaded Egypt. And they came off second best. The Egyptians fought them off, and they, in the end, they landed on the coast of Canaan, at what you would understand today to be Gaza, the Gaza Strip, where all the trouble is, in the very south end, the very southwest corner of Israel, where Gaza is today, and that's been the case now for a really very long time. It's been a weeping sore on the face of the earth for a long, long time. And these people are not Semites. They're not of the family of Shem. They're more of the family of Japheth, who got off the wonderful cruise that they had on Noah's boat. And so that son of Noah, his offspring basically became the population of Europe and the European area. And the Philistines are called Kaphtorim. And the word Kaphtorim means that they came from the Isle of Crete. Crete, of course, sits in the eastern Mediterranean, right at the bottom of the Aegean Sea. And these people were tall. They looked like Greek people, didn't have that same Middle Eastern appearance of the Shemites. And they were referred to as sea people, because they were seafaring, and they basically did some of their invasions all came from the sea. Now these people came en masse around 1200, and they came and they organized themselves into a highly organized society, not so much a tribal society anymore, which is what they had been. But now, with large numbers of Kaphtorim coming into the land, they organised themselves into five major cities, and you'll recognise these cities when I read them out to you. The cities of Gaza, Ekron, Ashdod, Ashkelon, and Gath. And of course, these cities are all mentioned in the in the accounts of Israel in the books of in the books of Samuel, Kings, and Chronicles. Particularly well organized politically, strong militarily, but fanatical in terms of their religion, and their god was named Dagon, a demonic god named Dagon, who had the face and the head of a man, the hands of a man, and the body and tail of a fish. Sounds intelligent, doesn't it? You may remember when they pinched the Ark of the Covenant, and they put the Ark of the Covenant up. They put the Ark of the Covenant of Israel into the temple of Dagon. When they woke up in the morning, Dagon was laying on his face. I love that. And then they sat him back up. And then you'll remember that that the next day when they went into the temple, that Dagon, again, had been, the image of Dagon was on the ground, but his hands were cut off. So he had the face of a face and head of a man and the hands of a man, but the body of a fish, and then cut off his hands. But they were extraordinarily deeply religious people, to the point of being fanatical about their god, and and so they began as a people group to harass and oppress Israel around 1124, and basically the first defeat that really was inflicted on them was done so by Samuel in 1084 BC. That when you see that in 1 Samuel 7 and verse 6. So this is some early Iron Age timing, and the advent of the Iron Age brought weapons for them that the Israelites didn't have. And so what we see, as we've seen so far in Judges, is they, because of these weapons, they tended to try to operate on flat ground. And of course, the Israelites basically attacked them from the perspective of a guerrilla warfare from the mountains, as we saw with Barak and Deborah and Barak. A little tiny thing just to finish this introduction for you is that chapters 13 to 18 focus entirely on the tribe of Dan, and the Danites. Their little area, they had a small area, and if you look at the map of Israel, it's sort of long and skinny, and if you break it into three, they basically were right in the middle area, and their border came to that of Judah, and that will become important to know that later on in as we look at the life of Samuel. So that's just a little background, just to give you an idea of who these people are, the Philistine people are, and how they had in time past actually cohabited with somewhat symbiotically with Israel, but with the advent of the weapons and the cities being developed, they began to oppress the Israelites. With always, of course, it's about taking territory. That's what it was really about.